Your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Mark Halverson in for Caleb Swenson, but Mark Maloney alongside. We're at the scores table as the eighth game of the day just wrapped up. The Unity Eagles over the Mondovi Buffalo, 60-54. A close game, but Unity surging at the end. We've got the other seven scores and just 10 minutes between games, not the usual 15, so we get to get cracking, Mark. But it's been a long day of basketball here for the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout.
Yes, and it sounds like there was some great games. This was a great game.
It was.
All the way through. And it had like a double overtime with Stanley Boyd and who they were playing against. I think I heard that they went into a double overtime.
Elmwood, so. Plum City. Let's give you all those scores, Mark. It was Bloomer over Boyceville to start the day at 845, 51-39. Next up, Cadott over Glenwood City, 38-35. Stanley Boyd in double overtime over Elmwood. Plum City got the games all kind of backed up, 68-61. Then it was Thorpe beating Spring Valley, 63-51. Of course, Colfax beat Thorpe first game of the season. It was Prescott over Fall Creek, 79-71, a lower scoring game. Saw Elk Mound over Altoona, 49-28. That was Clear Lake beating Osseo Fairchild, 65-54. And this one just ended, Unity over Mondovi, 60-54. And after eight games, the basketball lovers here in Mondovi say bring on some more, and we will on WOGO, Hallie, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, as we get set to bring you Colfax and McDonald. Quickly, Colfax is 3-1. They lost 44-40 to Durand, Arkansas on Thursday evening. Their three other wins over Thorpe, Bloomer, and Mondovi. Meanwhile, McDonald 4-0, winning over Columbus Catholic at Marshfield on Thursday night, 61-60. Columbus was the second-ranked Division 5 team in the state. McDonald, number three, beating them on the road. Pretty sweet. We'll hear from both coaches when we come back in 1 minute. The head coach of Colfax, Mark Knoll, and later Adam Schilling of the Max on the Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Next pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Mark Knoll, head coach of the Colfax Vikings. Colfax and McDonald tonight. Late start, coach.
Yes, I mean, it's a late start. Probably would be about 9:15 or so by the time we start. It should be a fun game.
Yeah. You guys just suffered your first loss of the season in your last game the other night. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we lost to Durand by 4 in overtime. We had a chance to win it in regulation, missed a layup type shot to win the game. But that's part of the process. You know, we got some kids that this is their first year playing varsity, and we're still learning how to come together.
You got one scorer who's really lighting it up for you, kind of leading the way.
For us, Elijah.
You.
Yep, Elijah, he's probably been our go-to guy. He had 24 recently in a big game versus Mondovi. He had a big game. So he can put the ball in the basket.
All right. So what about stopping this McDonald team?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of weapons, you know. I mean, the two for me that come to mind right away, number one is Huss. Number two is Mittmeier. You know, those are guys that can put the ball in the basket. And we've got to do a good job of protecting the rim.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Everybody going to try to stay awake and work up a good lather here late at night, huh?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Thank you.
Right, thanks. Coach Mark Noel, coming up, we'll hear from Adam Schilling, the head coach of the Macs on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Adam Schilling with us on the Max pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Late start, obviously, McDonald and Colfax. D5 McDonald, second ranked in the state. Colfax, a D4 squad. Coach, first of all, late start, huh?
Yeah, we knew when they're going to have games all day that it was a possibility that we'd be playing a little bit later with us having the last game of the day. So just try to keep the kids focused all day, and hopefully they're ready to play.
Guys, coming off an exciting win the other night, yourself, I guess, what, third rank going into that game in the state D5, Columbus Catholic, nice win.
Yeah, it's a hard place to win. It was a close game, obviously, and it was just a good game for us to pull out, especially on the road. So it's something that hopefully gives us some confidence, and we can keep building off that.
4-0 so far, so here you are two nights later, late start. What are you looking for? Let's first start offensively tonight.
Hopefully getting off to a quick start. We want to try to push the tempo a little bit, try to get some easy baskets, and then really it's all about defense for us. If we play well defensively, we should be pretty competitive.
Mm-hmm. And how about defending this 3-1 Colfax team coming off a loss themselves?
They have a pretty good inside-outside mix, some really good players, and they're well coached. So it will be a tough game for us, but we hopefully can play some good defense and hold them to one shot.
And kind of cool to play here at the Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's always a nice place to come over and play, and it's a good atmosphere, and I think everybody's looking forward to it.
Coach, let's try to stay awake and get the job done tonight.
For sure. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah, stop over and see us afterwards.
Sounds great. Will do.
Adam Schilling, the head coach of the Macs. We got tip-off coming close on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mark Halverson, Moak Maloney, Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout. It's Colfax and McDonald boys coming up, and time right now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, how about it?
Well, it's a typical Keys to the Game this early on. Both coaches alluded to it. They both need to play very, very good defense, and they both need to limit the turnovers. Usually early games, it's whoever can limit their turnovers, and the team that takes advantage of the other team's turnovers, I think is that those are key in the early going here in the beginning of the basketball season.
McDonald 4-0 and Colfax 3-1. Colfax suffering their first loss of the season just the other night to Durand, Arkansas. In fact, one of the teams we just saw, Mondovi, somebody that Colfax was able to get by earlier, 69-59, just on Tuesday night. So earlier wins, I called the game, Colfax over Thorpe on a different webcast network, and then the Colfax winning at home over Bloomer 54-50 before taking to the road to Mondovi and Durand, Arkansas. And, of course, the McDonald boys now 4-0 after that tough road win the other night, 61-60 in Marshfield over Columbus Catholic. Earlier wins over Wausau East, Wabino, Leona, and Spring Valley all on the road. When will the Max come home, Mark? I mean, it's like, are they rebuilding the arena? They don't come home till December 19th.
Yeah, they've had a lot of road trips, so.
I guess so. All right, later we'll check the WOGO sports calendar. Right now, though, let's, I guess they've sung the national anthem, Marty. They take care of that. So.
They do the introductions really cool here. They got the lights out and the lights are flashing and make the kids feel
lots of love.
Yeah. So McDonald's coming out. It's like Aiden Misfeld.
Right. And so what we're going to do is go ahead and give you our own homegrown introduction to the starting lineups, because we're going to have good access to the PA announcer. So let's get you those. First of all, for the Colfax Vikings, 5'8", senior number 2, Mitch Medine. 5'10", senior number 3, Kyle Irwin. 5'9", junior number 10, Elijah Ensminger. 6'4", senior number 12, Jack Charlow. And 6'3", senior number 42, Nick Jensen. Colfax is coached by Mark Knoll. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls McDonald, 5'11", senior number 1, Aiden Misfeldt. 5'11", senior number 3, Eddie Mittermeier. 6'5", senior number 22, Keegan Galvez. 6'2", sophomore number 24, Jordan Sikora. And 6'3", senior number 33, Cannon Huss. And the Macs are coached by Adam Schilling. We'll take a break, come back with the tip-off in just a moment on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports, or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
About ready to tip it off. McDonald in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals and lettering and gold trim. And Colfax wins the tap. They're in the red uniforms with the white numerals, lettering, and trim. Mark Halverson and Mark Maloney, and we're underway. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Working around on the outside, cross-court pass on the left. Kopacz, jump shot on the way, off the side of the backboard, no good for Ensminger. And then followed up and in, who got that one, Mark?
That was Jack Charlo, number 12.
Charlo, number 12, gets his first two of the night, and it's 2-0. McDonald with it, now bringing it right to left here at the Johnson Fieldhouse. Misfelt on top, averaging 12 points a game. He'll penetrate in the lane, kicking it off to the left side, working it out there, and then knocked away. And here comes Kopacz the other way. They're going to lay it up and in, and Charlo's got four, and it's a 4-0 start here for Kopacz.
Kopacz is in a man-to-man defense.
Misfelt kicking out left side, three-point attempt. Swish, there it is, Cannon Huss, 21 a game, and he nets that, making it a 4-3 Kopacz lead. Nice job there by Cannon on that hoop. Now the red-clad Kopacz team. Lob feed down the miss shot. Charlo whistle and a foul. Stopping the clock with 16:44 to go first half.
The foul's going on Cannon.
And Cannon gets his first personal first team for the Max. Just underway. Minute 16 in. And to the free line, Charlo, he's got all four of their points so far, Mark.
Yep.
First one is up. And off the back iron, it's going to roll out for him. Mark Knoll, fine coach. His dad, Keith, had headed up the AAU. Just recently went into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame. Free throw number two. Charlo gets it. 5-3. Kopacz. It's the Max bringing it across the timeline. Misfelt on the far side. We're at the scorer's table here. Max going to our left. Shot up and in, and a foul, and a good job down low. The Max getting it to Keegan Galvez, the 6'5 senior.
Basket counted.
Tying the game at 5, our first tie of the night, and Galvez to the line to try to break that tie. And the free throw is off the mark, no good. So after the getting the nice hoop down low, but the Max have... After falling behind, pulled even. Kopacz on the attack. Ensminger on the far side. Penetration inside the three-point line to Irwin. Kick it back to Ensminger. Ensminger just 5'9", but had 24 in one game earlier this season.
Yeah.
WizSports.net not up to date with the stats. In the 1-3-1 zone for the Max. Is this customary for them?
Yes.
Shot down low, Charlo, no good. Rebound yanked down by Huss. Here comes McDonald into the forecourt. Mittermeier. Eddie averaging 17 a game. Back behind the arc, Misfelt. Talented backcourt for the Max. Those guys averaging close to 30 a game. And there it is off the back iron. No good for Mittermeier.
Look good.
Yeah, he's got good form, good confidence. Into the forecourt, Kopacz. Working around on the outside. 5-5 game. Ninth game of the day, all here at Johnson Fieldhouse. It has been a day filled with basketball. And there's an air ball miss, but it can function as a pass to Charlo. Okay, he misses it, and Huss gets it. I thought it was a shot, but it worked as a pass.
Yeah, I think it was a shot, too.
But. Yeah, right. McDonald into the forecourt, trying to break this five-all tie. On the right side, Keegan Galvez penetrating in the lane, jump stop. A little bit soft that time for Mittermeier, and he'll track it down in the right corner. They work it around to Huss. He'll penetrate, driving the lane. Kopacz player falls to the ground. Basket goes for Huss. That's a 7-5 McDonald lead. So 5 of the 7 for Cannon Huss. And McDonald getting their first lead of the game and our first lead change. And a three-point air ball missed, and McDonald with the rebound. And they want to run, but unfortunately, the ball right in front of us and out of bounds at a McDonald turnover.
Yeah.
I think that's their first. Was that first or second, Mark? But they haven't had a ton of those.
Turnover?
Yeah.
Well, that was a first.
First one for the Max. What do you got for Kopacz?
I don't
think they have any.
No, none.
So it's been a well-played first few minutes as the Max had a chance to build in that two-point lead, and we'll get some substitutions. Checking out of the game for Kopacz, Medine, Irwin, and Nick Jensen. And some of the subs include Aiden Fisher, a 5'11 sophomore, number 4. Also 15, Mason Yarrington, a 5'10 junior. And...
34.
Yeah, 34 will get you Colton Hoffman, a 6'1 junior as well. And Hoffman with it, trying to keep from losing that dribble. Gets it to Fisher. off the foot of a McDonald defender, Keegan Galvez. And it'll be Koufax ball, 14-22 left first half. McDonald leading 7-5. On the scoreboard, McDonald functioning as Stout.
Yep.
You got Stout and Guest, and so that is what it is, and you've had to figure that out all day. Koufax on the attack, left to right. 15, Mason Urenton, a 5'10 junior. Out handling the ball against that McDonald 1-3-1 zone. Works it left side to Ensminger. Getting it down low, double teamed, and still scoring Charlo, and he's got seven, Mark. And we're tied at seven.
Yeah, he's their go-to guy against that 1-3-1 when they get it down low.
No question. Jack Charlo, a 6'4 senior, functioning well down low. Penetration to the hoop, missing the shot that time. Mittermeier, and out of there with it. Mittermeier inside it out, still looking for that hoop. Seven all game, Koufax basketball. Just over 13 and a half left first half. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney from Stout. The Northwest Tip-Off Classic. A lot of work went into this.
There we go. Picked off by
Bounce pass, stolen away. The Koufax first turnover at the other end. The layup is good. And there's two for Keegan Galvez, and he's got four.
That was a beautiful steal by Aiden Misfeld and a great lead up the court for an easy basket.
Working around the outside. Shot from Charlo. Left corner flat. Rebound McDonald. Out of there with it. 24, Jordan Sikora, the 6'2 sophomore. Here come the Max into the forecourt. Sikora on the dribble on the outside. Works it out on top to Misfeld. Misfeld picked up defensively there by Fisher. He'll penetrate, puts it up off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Charlo comes out of there with it. Charlo for Koufax, trailing McDonald 9-7. 12:45 left first half. Koufax on the outside. Bounce pass out on top. Goes to Hoffman. Three-point attempt off the rim. No good for Fisher.
Yep, there's a foul.
And the Max had the basketball, and the foul goes on Koufax, and I think that's going to be Colton Hoffman, the 6'1 junior.
Yep.
And that is the rebounder, Miles Flanagan, for the Max. And Miles is the only guy's height I didn't list, a 6'3 junior.
We got some subs here. We got Cooper Mittermeier in the game, along with Asher Rozowski. Kind of a new name to McDonald. I don't know.
And now on top, you got Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'9 sophomore, helping to handle it behind the arc. Swinging on top to Eddie. Eddie's shot on the way, back iron, no. Rebound yanked down by the Max. Rozowski had it and fell to the floor. Got knocked down in a Koufax foul with 12:16 left in the half.
Yep, that'll be on
Kyle Irwin. Number three. Is it three or 34?
Three.
Okay, so Kyle Irwin, first personal. And the third team foul on Koufax. Max to inbound it. Cannon Huss. Huss, the Max leading scorer at 21 a game. Has five so far of McDonald's nine. They work it around on the outside to Cooper Mittermeier. Swing it right side to Huss. Huss penetrating. Spin move into the paint. Puts it up. No good. Whistle and a foul. And Huss to the free throw line with 12 minutes exactly left. We're 1/3 into this first half.
That's Kyle Irwin, just picked up his second for Koufax.
Irwin, the 5'10 senior, number three, sending Huss to the line. And first one is good. Let me get you Cannon's. He is a 74% free throw shooter coming into this one. 6 points on the night. Second one is up and got it.
Good.
Help that free throw shooting percentage even as we speak. 11-7 McDonald, their biggest lead of the night now. After they trailed early 4-0, they've outscored Koufax since then 11-3. Koufax long pass down in the left baseline. Work it around on the outside to Irwin. He'll penetrate, kick back, three-point attempt, launched up, just grazing the rim, but a follow-up rebound is good as Nick Jensen rebounding the miss by Ensminger and makes it 11-9 McDonald. Max into the forecourt. Cross the timeline, Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior. Nice dish pass to Huss. Huss down low, through traffic, puts
there
it in. He's a solid guy, Mark. I mean, and he's not afraid to get in there and mix it up,
no.
Is he?
He's got to take that role in the paint this year because we don't have a lot of big guys this year.
But he is a solid body, and he's getting it done there for the Max. And there's the outside shot attempt by Koufax. And here comes McDonald wanting to run. Mittermeier into the forecourt. Cross courts a pass over to Cooper, his brother. And then firing the three and hitting is 34, Asher Rozowski, the six-foot senior. And the Macs go up 16-9 on the Rozowski make. Now Koufax into the forecourt trying to answer. And there's the outside attempt, and that's a three for number 15 for Koufax, Mason Yarrington, his first three of the night. Macs to the forecourt on the right side. Penetrating straight to the basket, missing the shot that time. Asher Rozowski made the three earlier, and now Koufax trailing 16-12 into the forecourt. Get it off on top to number 15, Yarrington. 10:20 left in the first half. Koufax down four. They've trailed by as many as seven.
McDonald's sitting in a 2-3 zone now.
Okay, changing it up from the 1-3-1. Good eye.
When they lose a little bit of their height there, they drop down with the little guys in there.
Penetration from Kyle Irwin. He kicks it back. There's the shot. No good by Jensen. Max out of there with it. One and done. Good rebound for Huss. Down the floor. Mittemeyer to Mittemeyer. The shot up. Air ball attempt by Cooper. Catching the pass from Eddie. And out of bounds to McDonald with 9:49 left in the half and some subs into the game for Koufax. Jack Charlo coming back. For McDonald, back in Keegan Galvez, the 6'5 senior, and also number 5, Grant Smisky, the 5'10 sophomore, checking in. 16-12. McDonald with the ball and a 4-point lead. Led by as many as 7 at 16-9. Huss on the outside, penetrating. Looks for a teammate, but an errant pass for Galvez thrown away. And what, second turnover or third?
Second.
Just two turnovers for McDonald, one for Koufax. Very low, and you'd said that was one of the keys to the game.
Yep.
All right, Koufax with the basketball is number two. Mitch Medine at the scorer's table looking to check back in for coach Mark Knoll. On the outside, Ensminger, there's the shot. And a three by Kyle Irwin, his first three. And that's two different players who've made threes now. Yarrington as well, and it's a 16-15 game. 1-point McDonald lead. So that 7-point lead has gone away in a hurry following some Koufax three-pointers. Here's the sophomore, Cooper Mittermeier, kicking it outside. I'm not sure it's going to be a three. Missed shot from the outside by Rozowski. May have had his foot on one of the line.
Yeah, it looked like the ref was going to give him a three on that one. But
crossed the timeline, and Koufax starting to find their outside touch. Missing, though. Free throw line extended for Nick Jensen. And here comes McDonald with the rebound, advancing at Grant Smisky, the football quarterback, but basketball guard. Deep left corner, Keegan Galvez. They get it out to Huss. Huss, the leading scorer, living up to that tonight with his 9 points, 12 short of his average, but we still got a ton of time left in game 9 of the day in this Northwest Tip-Off Classic. Penetrating right corner. There's the sophomore, Cooper Mittermeier. Hits the far rim. No. Rebound, Max Smisky. Smisky to Huss on the outside. Working around. And there's Rozowski. He'll hit.
Got it.
Another three for Rozowski. He's had two, right?
Yep.
And he boosts the lead back to 19-15. And a timeout. Koufax, they want to talk about it. We'll take a break as well. 19-15 Macs, 8:20 left in the half on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Stelter Incorporated works every single day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Mark, you're saying you find it a little confusing. They got a high school three and a college three.
Yeah, well, and then they got another three, so I don't know how many lines they have out there.
Is there a women's and men's? I don't know.
It should be.
Yeah, right. There's the missed shot, no good, and out of there with it to Max, and Huss will bring it down for McDonald. League at 19-15. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show coming in about 8 minutes or so, at least 8 minutes of game action unfolding here. Smisky. Huss, left side, he'll penetrate, not afraid to take it in, and draws a foul on the reach that time on the 42, Nick Jensen, the 6'3 senior. A couple of solid bodies matching up against each other. Cannon pretty fearless when it comes to taking it in, right?
Yes, he'll drive against anybody.
19-15 McDonald lead. Mark Knoll didn't really like the call as the first free throw for Huss is off the mark. I mentioned his free throw per shooting percentage earlier for the Max at 74%. Two out of three on the night now. 9 points. Jensen getting his second foul. Yeah, and the second one is good for Huss. So 10 points now for Cannon Huss, halfway to his average of 21 a game. 20-15 McDonald. Koufax into the forecourt, bringing it left to right. Kyle Irwin has the pass knocked down. They'll reload it, firing and missing the three-point attempt is Mitch Medine, and out of there with it to Max. Cannon Huss hitting the boards on the defensive glass. Head McDonald down the glass to Galvez. Three-point attempt is good. Aiden Misfeld, his first of the night. And he makes it 23-15 McDonald, their biggest lead of the game at 8.
He's a good shooter.
Yeah. Aiden averaging, what, 12 a game. That's his first points. Jensen gets it down low. Nice speed. Nice. Got Charlo. First points in a while for Charlo, who's leading them with 9. 23-17 McDonald by 6. Max into the forecourt. Bringing it off to the Huss. Working around on the outside to Eddie Mittermeier. Off right side, Misfeld. He'll cross court one, Smisky, left corner, Huss for three. Got it! Doctor, 6:50 left in the half, 26-17, Max biggest lead.
And he's even a better shooter.
Well, that's the thing. You put the inside and the outside together, and now you're creating something special.
Yep.
He's got 13, eight short of that 21 a game average. And nice steal by Eddie Mittermeier. He's going to race to the other end, falling down, and he may get called for traveling, and he does.
Yep.
So forcing a Koufax turnover, and McDonald then committing one of their own, but nice anticipation nonetheless by Mr. Mittermeier.
Yep. Yeah, a little too much momentum going.
Looks like he has a bit of a cut that he'd had in the a little bit of a scab on his left arm that he was just, after he fell down, checking that thing out, so... Eddie is senior, his brother a sophomore, so the Mittermeier name going to live on here at McDonald for a while longer. And the 15-footer is good for Kyle Irwin. He's got 5, and again, Koufax though having problem putting their 2s against McDonald's 3s. McDonald's led by as many as 9. It's at 7 now. 6 minutes left in this first half. Penetration from Mittermeier and fires it into the deep right corner, getting it off to 24, Sikora. Working at Cannon Huss again, and now they'll get it on top to Eddie to set things up offensively. Penetration in the left side, all the way to the hole, missing the shot, Misfeld. Fighting for the rebound, Sikora, and it's going to come out of there to Koufax.
Nice
good hustle, though.
Yep, very good hustle.
Sikora, the sophomore, 6'2 sophomore, bright future for this guy. 5.5 minutes left, first half, McDonald up by 7. 9th game of the day at the Northwest Tip-Off Classic. We'll recap the other 8 results for you again at halftime, our Hy-Vee halftime. Stick around for that late night basketball. We were supposed to start around 8:45. It was about half hour after that. Shot up, no good. Missed that time by Kyle Irwin. Max out of there with it. Trying to build on that 7-point lead. Into the forecourt, Eddie Mittermeier. Going to set up, driving into the lane. Puts it up, off glass. Ooh. It rolls around. It was close, but didn't fall for him.
Yeah, he's getting that good little
Euro
step going there, and he's just missing them.
He has not scored yet tonight. Not for a lack of effort, though.
No.
And now Koufax setting up the offense. They'd love to get a three-pointer to cut into that Mac lead. There's the long ball up. No good by Kyle Irwin. Rebound down to McDonald. Max have done a good job on the defensive glass, don't you think?
Yes.
Limiting Koufax to one shot most of the time. And I like the Max offense. I just like the motion and
keeping it moving.
I like what Coach has done here for McDonald. Adam Schilling. Huss, three-pointer off the front iron. No, fighting for the rebound. Misfeld can't get it. Out of there with it is Kyle Irwin. Into the forecourt for Koufax. Down 7. Double team on the right side, and they threw it away. They threw it into the backcourt. Third turnover, so Matt, I think Koufax and McDonald 3 apiece in the turnovers.
Yep.
And 4:05 left first half, 26-19. And time for me to tell you, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings the competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Max with the basketball on the far side. Aiden Misfeld. Cross courts one to the left to Rozowski. He's done a good job off the bench with a couple of threes. Yeah. Misfeld penetrating, gets it on top. Sikora, the sophomore, and errant pass. Threw it away left corner. Fourth McDonald turnover. 3:43 left until intermission.
Thought somebody was zigging and they zagged.
Mm-hmm. That never happens in football, does
no.
it? No. Yeah, right. And Koufax will bring it down now. Trailing by seven. They've been, last couple trips, they've been down by seven. Chance to cut into that McDonald lead. Let's see if they do it here. Working it around on top. Yarrington works it on the outside to Ensminger. High post. Charlot, he's been an effective scorer for them. Whistling a foul as he gets tangled up with some McDonald defenders.
Eden.
This is crazy. McDonald just has, this is just McDonald's second foul. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, they haven't been penetrating into the paint a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And the foul's on Misfeld, his first. The other foul, trivia question, Cannon Huss had it ages ago.
Yeah.
26-20 as Charlo hits the first, misses the second free throw, and Eddie Mittermeier out of there with the rebound. So 26-20, McDonald, as they get it into the forecourt. Charlo making one, missing one. Three-point attempt from the outside, long range, no good for Rozowski. Shoots a moon ball, and that one did not come
timeout
accurate enough. And a timeout for the Max. 3:09 left in the first half with McDonald leading 26-20. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
3:09 until halftime. Stick around for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney from UW Stout Johnson Fieldhouse. Ninth game of the day. Results of the first eight games coming at halftime. And McDonald inbounding at the timeout. And gets Mittermeier in the deep left corner, working it to Misfeld. Good perimeter passing for the Max. Getting the ball around after the Adam Schilling timeout. The sophomore Sikora work it on top to Misfeld. Good quick passing and cutting. And 34, Rozowski. Misfeld outside. Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie looking for his first points. Driving, dish down low. Working it left hand,
go.
And a foul. Miles Flanagan, the 6'3 junior, his first hoop of the night. That was pretty to watch. Good ball movement.
Yes.
The number three D5 team in the state ready to take that number two spot after winning at Marshfield. How can you deny them, right?
Yes. That was Charlo picked up his first foul.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the sixth team foul on Koufax. McDonald has just two. And banking the free throw in, Miles Flanagan, that does count. This is not horse, so you don't have to call it.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot, though, I'll tell you.
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at Miles. He's kind of chuckling down there. I'm not so sure he...
He's like, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. Working around. They get it down low to Hoffman. Colton Hoffman back in there. Hoffman in the high post. Working it on the outside to Medine. Baseline, and there's two more for Charlo. Well, he's the guy who seems to have McDonald figured out defensively. The other guys, that's 12 points for Charlo, 12 of their 22, so more than half the points. Max now, final 2 minutes of this first half. leading at 29-22. They've led by nine a couple of times. Driving, Mittermeier falls down. He's going to be okay. Missed shot. Still looking for his first points. And Colfax now trying to cut into a seven-point lead. Driving all the way in. And a basket good for number 10, Elijah Ensminger. Speaking of guys getting their first, Elijah, his first two of the night.
Yeah.
Elijah Ensminger. They're working around on the outside now. McDonald, Rozowski had those two threes off the bench. Eddie Mittermeier. Good pass, Carter. Back out. Open three. Off the rim. No good for Carter Stelter, the six-foot senior. Again, McDonald going well into the bench, playing a lot of guys. Now Koufax racing down the floor, missing the shot. Ensminger, but draws the foul. It was a layup attempt, Mark, but yeah. He was kind of pushed out from the basket. In a 29-24 game, McDonald's lead shrinking to five. And Ensminger to the free throw line after the second foul on Aiden Misfeld.
Yep. He was going to the hoop hard.
Yeah. Free throw is good for Ensminger, and all of a sudden he's starting to heat up. 3 points of late. Eddie Mittermeier, the referee, talking with Eddie about something. 29-25, so the nine-point McDonald lead cut to four here. As we're 118 from halftime. Ensminger hitting the second. Again, he had 24 in one game, so he can fill it up. 29-26, so Colfax on a 6-0 run. McDonald trying to answer as they bring it right to left. Find a minute 10 of this first half. On the outside, faking. Rozowski kicking it into the corner. Getting it off to Cooper Mittermeier. Right side, there's Rozowski for three. It rattles out, no. Rebound is Carter Stelter. And Colfax coming away on the errant pass, I guess, from McDonald. Fifth turnover into the forecourt. Colfax, chance to tie with a three. On a 6-0 run at the moment. Working the high post, Hoffman kicking it to the outside. Yarrington ties the game. His second three, Mason Yarrington, the 5'10 junior, ties it at 29. The third tie of the night at 5-7-29. Final 25 seconds now. As Cannon Huss has checked back in, leading the Max with 13 points. Huss left side for three, and the lead. That was sweet.
Needed that.
And another highlight for McDonald on that make there. As the Max go up 32-29, but right baseline, and he's coming alive. Elijah Ensminger, he's got six of late, Mark. And the half-court shot, no good. A little strong. Eddie Mittermeier off the backboard, hit the rim. Your halftime score in a fine game, and it's heating up for a telltale indication of a great second half. 32-31, Max by one. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
What a fun first half as McDonald falling behind 4-0, then getting the lead after ties at 5-7, getting the lead at 9-7, and continuing to build it up to a 9-point lead at various points like 26-17 and 29-20. But at that point, Mark, it was like smelling salt for Colfax. They came alive, particularly Elijah Ensminger gets all six of his points in the late going there. Charlo will get his numbers. He was big throughout the half. 32-31 McDonald over Colfax.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a good job of feeding the ball down low with Colfax there. But, you know, they're getting a lot of good shots underneath the basket. So they got to kind of limit that a little bit. I don't know. I mean, coach likes playing those zones. But maybe, and again, he's probably going to mix it up a little bit here in the second half, come out in some man-to-man stuff, make him work a little bit harder. I think that kind of messes him up a little bit. So, and then offensively, I think they just got to get in that groove. I think they played very well when they kind of got like their five solid starters out there. And when they start subbing in and stuff, they kind of lose a little bit of their cohesiveness there. But it's all coming together. It's still early in the season, and I think that's what happens.
So talk to me about the first half stats.
Boy, I don't know. It was the Cannon Huss and the Jack Charlo show for quite
right,
a while there.
Right.
So both those guys putting the ball in the hoop. I don't know what I got Cannon down for.
I think 16 is what I got him
for.
Yeah.
And Charlo's at right behind him at 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and then the rest of the guys are just kind of putting in a couple of threes here from Arrington for Colfax. And
yeah, here's what I got the rest of the way. I've got four Colfax. I got Kyle Irwin with 5 on a 3 and a 2. Ensminger got all 6 of his late, right?
Yeah.
12 for Charlo, 6 for Arrington on 2 threes. And Nick Jensen, the 6'3 senior, had 2. Meanwhile, for the Max, you're right, leading the way, Cannon Huss, 16. He had 13, and then he came in, hit that other 3 to give the Max the lead. And then really, I mean, Rozowski, 2 3-pointers off the bench for 6, 3 for Miles Flanagan, 4 for Keegan Galvez, and 3 for Aiden Misfeld. Again, Eddie Mittermeier hasn't been able to find it. He averages 17 a game, so that's standing out.
Yes, and he'll come on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a lot of good looks at the basket. And again, you know, give credit to Colfax just a little bit there.
Yeah.
With their man-to-man defense. They're playing a very good man-to-man defense.
Oh, so. And Mark Knoll is an excellent coach.
Yes.
So. All right. Let's look at the halftime. Let's listen to some of the Hy-Vee halftime highlights for you here on WOGO Sports. We've got them for you. Let's give it a listen here on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Colfax is in a man-to-man. Man-to-man defense.
Misfeld kicking out left side, 3-point attempt. Swish, there it is. Cannon Huss, 21 a game, and he nets that, making it a 4-3 Colfax lead. So Max bringing it across the timeline. Misfeld on the far side. We're at the scorer's table here. Max going to our left. Shot up and in, and a foul, and a good job down low. The Max getting it to Keegan Galvez, the 6'5 senior. Max into the forecourt. Across the timeline, Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior. Nice dish pass to Huss. Huss down low, through traffic, puts
there
it in. He's a solid guy, Mark. I mean, and he's not afraid to get in there and mix it up.
No.
Mittermeier into the forecourt. Cross court's a pass over to Cooper, his brother. And then firing the three and hitting is 34, Asher Rozowski. Max into the forecourt. Bringing it off for the Huss, working around on the outside to Eddie Mittermeier. Off right side, Misfeld. He'll cross court one, Smisky, left corner, Huss for 3.
Got it!
Doctor, 6:50 left in the half, 26-17, Max biggest lead. As they get it into the forecourt, Charlo making one, missing one. 3-point attempt from the outside, long range, no good for Rozowski. Shoots a moon ball, and that one did not. Final 25 seconds now as Cannon Huss has checked back in, leading the Max with 13 points. Huss left side for 3 and
got
the
it.
Lead. And I'll tell you what, I mean, inside and outside, this is my first time seeing Cannon Huss this year. And I saw him around Christmas in Whitehall last year, and his game continues to progress.
Yes. I mean, like I said, you know, they kind of lost the big guy last year. They only had one senior out there last year, but he was a nice size. I can't remember the young man's name. But he was their big guy inside. And then Cannon's the next guy in there, along with Miles and Keegan Galvez. So those guys kind of, you know, again, Cannon's not afraid to get in that middle and mix it up.
All right, let's take another two-minute timeout. We'll come back with the second half of basketball in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Well, I promoted a number of times the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, but I never gave you the adequate lead-in. And let me tell you, that does it for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 32-31, a fun game. We're having a good time. Ninth game of the day. I told people I was going to get them all the results, and we can do that. The last game that happened before us was Unity beating Mondovi by a final score of 60-54. In other games that happened earlier today, here in the Northwest Tip-Off Classic at Johnson Fieldhouse, UW Stout. My camera, hang in there. Bloomer over Boyceville, 51-39. Cadott over Glenwood City, 38-35. Also, in other action, it was Stanley Boyd in double overtime over Elmwood Plum City, 68-61. Thorpe over Spring Valley, 63-51. Prescott beat Fall Creek, 79-71. Elk Mound over Altoona, 49-28. Osseo Fairchild coming up short against Clear Lake, 65-54. And then we told you Unity beat Mondovi. This is the ninth game of the day.
Yeah. It's
that's a lot of basketball.
10-10, but
yeah,
we're okay.
We'll see if we'll wrap it up by 10:30. Don't look for the highlights in the TV sports. All right, Eddie Mittermeier misses the three-pointer. Max get the rebound. They reload. Shot. Mittermeier got that one. Maybe he'll get going now. That's his first three of the night. His first three, and the Max now build their lead to 35-31. And out of there with it, loose ball. McDonald gets it. Mittermeier ahead, right side. Shot. Sikora is good. 37-31. Now the Mac's starting to rock and roll here a little bit.
It's good to come out of those breaks,
yeah,
and turn it on.
Kyle Irwin, the 5'10". Again, right to left, Colfax dressed in the red with the white numerals lettering and trim. Shot right side, up off the rim, and it falls in. A nice soft touch for Elijah Ensminger. He continues the hot shooting that started in the late first half. Max out on top, Aiden Misfeld. Kicks it left side, there's Cannon.
Yep.
He hit it again. The 6'3 senior's got 19 points. Cannon Huss too short of his average.
They can't leave him wide open because he's going to make them.
Right. And Max go up 40-33. And again, so good inside and out both.
Yep.
And
got him on the arm.
I don't know what you got. What do you have for turnovers? I have 5 for McDonald, 4 for Colfax. I'm probably missing something.
Nope, that's what I got.
Okay. So it's been very low turnover game, for sure. Well played in that regard, and not a lot of fouls. With 16 and a half left here in the second half. Max, 7-point lead. Koufax on the attack. Again, McDonald, 2-3 zone. It had a 1-3-1 earlier. Turn around inside the free throw line. There's Charlotte continuing his hot shooting. He's got 14. Max into the forecourt. Here comes Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, open right side. Another three. Ooh. Off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Koufax. Kyle Irwin. Irwin, pass stolen away at midcourt. Fifth Koufax turnover.
Uh-oh.
Huss gets it up. Whistle and a charging foul on Cannon Huss.
Oh, that's going to go against Aiden.
Yeah, and I think that's the second. Oh, is they going to call it on Aiden? Okay, I was confused.
Yep.
So how did you see that one transpire? What did you see there?
Well, he had that momentum going in there, and he's getting ready to dish, and the Koufax kid just stood still.
Okay.
Aiden just ran into him.
That's what it was, yeah. All right. 40-35 McDonald. Again, Koufax gets down, but they fight back. They are a pesky bunch. Trying to get it down low, and the ball goes out of bounds, but apparently last touch McDonald.
You sure?
40-35 Max. And a little bit of discussion, and we'll go ahead and tell you that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, so it's going to be Koufax ball underneath their basket. Kyle Irwin to inbound. And the foul did go on Huss, and it's his second.
I was trying to figure out what they were doing.
And that's the Max. They still say first team foul. That's confusing to me. Because I thought we had Aiden Misfeld at the other end have one.
Yep. Exactly.
And now they're saying that, now they're changing it. They're saying that that Misfeld has three fouls.
Yeah.
Shot up and good for Koufax. Who was the player there? Did you get the number, Mark?
I didn't.
Okay, I didn't
either. I think it was 10.
Okay, I think you're right. And he's been hot lately. So 10 points for Ensminger. Driving the lane, Misfeld, and a charge is called on Eddie Mittermeier with the charging call. And so Koufax riding some momentum as they sneak within three. 15:34 left in the second half from UW South, Johnson Fieldhouse. Adam Schilling not liking what he's seeing. Oh, thank you. Mark delivered a water. I owe you. And a steal by Eddie Mittermeier. He'll pick the pocket and take it in for the one-handed layup.
There we go.
And he took it away from Kyle Irwin for Koufax's sixth turnover, and Eddie now has five. He's coming alive. Good job there, picking the pocket.
Good hustle.
Max in the 2-3 zone. Koufax on the attack, right to left. Stepping back, 15-footer on the way. Good soft touch by Kyle Irwin. He's got seven. 42-39, three-point game. Good, hard-fought contest on our hands here tonight. Down low, Max kicking right corner on the outside. Eddie Mittermeier again. Got
it. Nice.
He's heating up. Eddie's got eight all here in the second half. And the Max go up 45-39. And get that one in our highlights for later on here this evening as well. On the outside. Koufax trailing by six, getting close but not able to overcome McDonald. We've had one lead change, and that was McDonald taking it back from Koufax and grew it to as many as nine, but Koufax fighting hard now. Charlo, left baseline, off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Max Cannon, Huss comes away with it. In the backcourt to Eddie Mittermeier. Across the timeline, zings a pass down low, and there's two. Beautiful pass to Keegan Galvez, and now the Galvez with six, and the Max go up by eight. That was a sweet pass.
That threaded the needle there.
When you see a great pass in basketball, it's as good as anything. There's a shot right baseline, and it's up and good for Ensminger. I'll tell you what, since late first half, Mark, he has all 12 of his points.
Yes.
You could, you know, early on, you're like, what do you mean he scored 24 in a game? Yeah. Now you understand, right? Yeah, once he gets cooking, and he is. Cannon Huss to the basket, comes up a little soft. Rebound comes down to Irwin. And here comes Koufax again, sensing McDonald's leaping a door or a window open.
Yep.
Like Dad tells you not to do in the winter. There's the shot up, no good for Charlo, but boy, Cannon Huss, another rebound. He's just clearing the glass tonight. Give him the Windex Award. On the outside, works it around. Right corner, Mittermeier. Eddie's heating it up. Another one. Eddie's got 11 since halftime. For anybody who is a doubter, he's got 11 points in less than 5 minutes. here in the second half.
And when he feels it because he's got a very quick release.
Yeah. Wow. 50-41. Max matched their biggest lead of the game at 9. Koufax, fresh opportunity. Charlot, high post. Working on Huss. Pass deflected. Knocked around in the deep left corner. Ensminger. Ensminger's helping out Charlot now. Penetration. Pulls up. Misses the shot. Huss gets another rebound. Boy, Cannon, 6'3 senior. Whew. Boy, scoring and rebounds. Mittermeier, a long three.
Ooh.
Round and out. Now he was feeling the confidence.
Yep. That was a heat check.
Yeah. He had 11 points, and he's like, why not?
Well, that was right on.
Yeah. And a timeout. Koufax, they want to talk about it. 12:23 left in regulation. Max up 9 at Stout.
Full timeout.
WOGO Sports back in a minute.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
McDonald lead as 12:23 left in the half following the Koufax timeout. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. We've got more basketball and a lot of sports coming up this week. Checking that WOGO sports calendar in the postgame, but just to tell you, Monday night, it's Chi High boys back in action after a 32-point win at home over Eau Claire North. They'll be taking on Onalaska. Onalaska did lose to Mount Horeb last night, first loss of the season, but they're a top five D2 team in the state, yeah. So that should be a good one.
Yeah.
Don't get a lot of Monday night high school games, but we will. And then girls hockey, Tuesday's a 4:40 pregame. Greg Stewart and company for all the action in that one as they skate against the ECA Stars.
I got a little water spillage over here on the side. They're trying to get cleaned up.
Okay, yeah. Get that taken care of. Also, look at the calendar and tell you Thursday, it's the Chi High boys skating at the Hobbs against Eau Claire North, 6:40 pregame. And Friday night, it's Chi High boys and Hudson, about a 6:55 pregame here on WOGO Sports. So a busy week. Getting a lot of action in here prior to Christmas. 50-41 McDonald after the timeout. Mason Yarrington will get it in, the 5'10 junior for Koufax. They need 3 3-pointers just to tie. Hoffman down low, left baseline, hands it off to his teammate, and two more for Charlot. He's got 16. 50-43, Max by 7. Into the forecourt, bringing it down now. Grant Smisky back into the game. Cannon gets it down low. Shot put up, blocked that time of Keegan Galvez. Player, key contributor. And the first one from Keegan Galvez. Get his free throw numbers for you. He is a 67% free throw shooter. Just had 5 out of 8 on the season prior to that. Keegan going to get another one and missed that one. And out of there, Max fighting hard for the rebound. It was Hoffman and also Rozowski for McDonald. And it's going to stay McDonald basketball with 11:57 left. And a foul on Koufax on Hoffman, Colton Hoffman, the 6'1 junior, his second personal and the second team foul. 8-point McDonald lead, and Cannon Huss get it in for the Max. Eddie Mittermeier for 3. Got it. He's got 14 all in the second half, all in the last 6 minutes, Mark.
Yes.
Well, you said it. I shouldn't have doubted you. I just hadn't necessarily seen it. He had the goose egg in the first half, but wow, lighting it up.
Yep, once he feels it.
Well, you know, you got Eddie and you got Huss, and I know Misfeld averages 12 a game. And those are just your double-digit scorers. But Ensminger can do it for them. And he's got 8 in the second half, 14 for the game. And really, he hadn't scored until late in the first half.
Yep, and he's another one that just started heating up.
Huss, right side to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, right baseline, puts it up and in. Everything he's tossing up is going in. Wow. 12, 14, 16 points in the second half. He's one shy of his average now.
There's a nice steal.
And a steal by,
Eddie.
And he's racing down. Eddie. And he fires it to a teammate. Brilliantly to Huss. And he doesn't go in. Huss gets his own rebound back.
And one.
A foul. What a play. Wow. Something else. That was a steal, and Eddie was falling out of bounds. Eddie Mittermeier, and he kind of behind the back finds Huss, who misses the shot, gets his own rebound and puts it in, and draws the foul and try to complete the three-point play. And the Macs are up by 13, and now Koufax wondering what hit him.
Yeah.
Hoffman will check out in favor of Nick Jensen. Foul goes on Mitch Medine, his second. Huss to the line. Free throw is good.
Got it.
And he has 22 points, so he's exceeded his average. Mittermeier just hits two steals in the second half. 16 points. Wow. Just an unassuming 5'11 senior, right? Yeah. 59-45, Max, biggest lead of the night. And we've got Charlo getting double, triple team. Kick out in the left corner. Ensminger misses the three-point attempt. Max tried to tap it, but it goes to Mitch Medine. Working it on the outside, Fisher. High post, Charlo. But again, he's getting a ton of defensive attention because he's cut through the Max pretty aggressively and consistently. And a whistle and a McDonald foul.
It's going to go on Miles.
So 10:22 left in the half. 59-45, Max by 14. And we'll get some substitutions. Smisky checks out, as does 22, Keegan Galvez. And we've got Cooper Mittermeier and Aiden Misfeld checking in for the Max. Three-point attempt. Ensminger is going to swish that one. And he has really become the go-to scorer. He's got 11 in the second half, so he's trying to match Eddie Mittermeier. The problem is nobody's having trouble matching Cannon Huss as well.
Yeah.
Max now going left to right. Eddie on the right baseline. Rifles a pass, cross court, finds his brother.
There
got
he
it.
Is.
Cooper Mittermeier for his first three of the night. So the senior Mittermeier to the sophomore Mittermeier, and it's 62-48. McDonald by 14. Down low pass, Charlo, two more.
He's tough.
62-50, McDonald by 12. Into the forecourt, Eddie Mittermeier. 5'11 senior, who's just put on a show in the second half with 16 points, a couple of steals, good ball handling and defense. Mittermeier, this is going to be a two off the back iron. No. Rebound, McDonald in traffic, left hand up, no good. Missed that time by number 44, Miles Flanagan. And otherwise, it was a nice rebound by Miles. And Koufax going to get called for their seventh turnover. Miles did make a nice move there.
He
too bad it didn't fall for him, right?
That was a great move down there. Good, hard-fought rebound and put a nice move on it.
We give a lot of attention, and deservedly so, to Cannon Huss down low, but he gets some help from, you know, Keegan Galvez, and in that instance, Miles Flanagan.
Yep, those are some big boys down there, too, so Miles can, he can handle himself.
All right, McDonald basketball now, 62-50 is their lead. Cooper Mittermeier hit that three-pointer a moment ago. Pass kind of trickles its way over to Rozowski, misses the shot, and the rebound coming down to 42, Nick Jensen, the 6'3 senior for Koufax. Down by 12, want to cut it to single digits here. Can do that with a three-pointer. On the outside, Fisher. Down low, they find Jensen for two.
Yeah,
Nick Jensen, he's got four. 10-point McDonald lead.
He's a big kid. I don't know how they lose him.
Right. 10-point lead coming out on top for the Max Misfeld. Misfeld right side. There's Eddie Mittermeier, right baseline.
Two.
It's two. He's got 18, though. Mark, about a told you at halftime, he will go beyond his average of 17 a game by about the middle of the second half. I mean, come on now. And that's what he's done. That is a lot of points in not a lot of time. And good shot down low. Colton Hoffman for his first two for Koufax. 64-54. Max staying to a 10-point lead. Working it to the outside. 34. Working it around to Cooper Mittemeyer. Cooper will drive. Deep right corner. Eddie again.
Oh, my goodness.
He is just so confident right now. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's 67-54, McDonald. There's so many highlights, I'm trying to keep track of them all. 13-point McDonald lead, and Ensminger trying to match. Can't do it. And the rebound comes down to McDonald's Miles Flanagan. Into the forecourt. They cross-court again. Eddie, another deep three.
Oh, that's
Cooper. Was it Cooper? Okay. I took it for granted. Yep. It was kind of screened out here, but nonetheless, no excuses. Thank you for that. But he missed the shot. I just thought, yeah, you can't leave Eddie open. Like, he's kind of showing you that. Ensminger misses, and crashing the boards, Aiden Misfeldt for the max. Here comes McDonald. To the forecourt, Misfeldt. Misfeldt had 1 3-pointer early for his scoring tonight. Eddie Mittemeyer hits another three-pointer. Wow. It's really, you've seen him play, but Mark, this is just another zone.
Yeah, I'm running out of room here on my score sheet.
24 points in the second half for Mittemeyer. What is the conference, what's the tournament record? Man alive. He had zero in the first half. Deep three, no good. And the rebound out of there for McDonald, coming away to Rozowski. To the other end. They're going to get it down low. Oh. Whistle and a foul. Miles Flanagan down low. Wow. 70-54. McDonald by 16. That is their biggest lead of the night. And a timeout. Mark Knoll, he wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
6:36 left. Back in a moment. WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joe's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Miles misses the first free throw. Miles Flanagan. Some free throw numbers on Miles. He is first time to the line this season. His percentage. So his first free throws of the season here. Second one from the lefty is off the mark. No good. And Colfax with the rebound. Down by 16 now, following the Mark Knoll timeout. 6.5 minutes to play. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney with you from Johnson Fieldhouse at UW Stout. Had a late start to this one around 9:15 or so. And the baseline shot on the left side. Charlo, two more. He's got 20 now. Jack Charlo with 20. Max into the forecourt. Working around on the outside. Cannon Huss, he'll drive. Left baseline. Kicking it out on top. You got to think that maybe Coach Schilling going to, you know, be patient, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're up by 14 points. You don't have to be rushing three-pointers. And Misfeldt, and they're passing it around on the outside. Huss not driving, lost it off his leg and out of bounds. Yep. McDonald, sixth turnover. Match, Colfax has 7. 5:49 left in regulation. Max by 14.
See if they can't finish here. They're huffing and puffing out there pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they got some good adrenaline going.
Oh, so many road games for the Max. One at Marshfield the other night, 61-60. The third and second ranked D5 teams in the state squaring out. Wausau Neumann, by the way, is the number one D5 team. So you, and that basket good. by Colton Hoffman for two. You and I were talking off-air in the pregame about Wausau Neumann and their talents.
It's just a very talented senior class is what it is.
Right, from the eight-man football championship. Driving and a foul, Aiden Misfeldt. It's knocked to the floor with 5:17 to go, and the MAC lead has been cut to 12. And the foul going on Colton Hoffman. Oh, it's his third. And the first one is good for Misfeldt, his fourth point of the night. 71-58, MAC by 13. 5:17 to go. Second free throw, no good. Rebound out of there. Colton Hoffman. Into the forecourt comes Medine. Deep left corner, Fisher. Again, Ensminger was very, it's interesting, just some of the guys, because Eddie Mittermeier really has heated up a lot. 24 points in the second half. Ahead to Cooper Mittermeier, though. Deflected pass. They get it down low to Galvez.
And too many passes.
Yeah, stolen away. Comes the other way now. There's Ensminger all the way right baseline. Gets caught to Charlo. Whistle and a foul with 4:47 to play. Keep your eye on that clock. And the foul is on
Eddie
Mittermeier. Is that just his first?
That's his third. I got him down for three fouls.
Okay. I'm just waiting to see it. They have number 34 up there with three.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay, 33. All right. Well, wow. I was sleeping during the first two. It is a late game. Charlo airballs, and the rebound comes away to 34, Colton Hoffman.
Aiden just picked up his fourth.
Yep. And Aiden Misfeldt, his fourth personal. And still a 13-point McDonald lead with 4:44 to go in regulation. And inbounding it, Mitch Medine. Medine's pass and miscommunication with his teammate, and they throw it away. Eighth Colfax turnover. Max will get it with, again, 4:44 to go. And up by 13. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. MAC basketball into the forecourt. Final 5 minutes now, leading by 13 with the ball as they go left to right. So a very patient offense. Huss on the right baseline. Double team, he's going to go to it and score. Wow. He called for it.
He did.
And there you go. He's got 24 now. So he and Mittermeier each have 24. They got there in different ways. He had 16 and 8. Mittermeier all 24 in the second half. All right. And now a steal by the MAC. Race Smisky down the end. Eddie Mittermeier misses the shot. Whistle and a blocking foul. And he'll get two shots. Eddie to the free throw line where he is a 89% free throw shooter. On the season, coming in, he is 8 out of 9 for that 89%. Huss had the most free throws coming in, 14 out of 19. He's continued with that tonight as Eddie hits the first one. Well, kids, if you're listening at home and you go, I want to play basketball like Eddie Mittermeier, it takes a lot of practice, right?
Yes.
It takes a lot of practice. 25 points in the second half. That's the tale of two halves, the definition of that, I guess. 26. Very calm, cool, collected, comfortable, and confident, right?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. 26 second half points. That's a lot. McDonald leading at 75-58. We're kind of screened out here by Coach Noel and trying to, and getting the basketball, Grant Smisky, and another McDonald steal. And they're starting to capitalize. Cannon Huss at the other end lays it in for the MAC, and he's got 26. So it is the Cannon and Eddie show here to some degree.
I thought maybe Colfax was going to stand in there and take another
nice job by
foul.
Misfeldt, almost coming away with a steal, but it was Jack Charlo getting two more, and he's got 22 for the night. And we've got another
full timeout.
Yep, 77-60, MAC by 17, 3.5 to go. From Stout on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The Max leading 77-60. They got Regis at Regis Tuesday night, and then at Osseo Fairchild the 16th, and then the home game against Flambeau on the 19th.
Oh. Be a busy week.
Yeah. All right. Eddie Mittermeier into the forecourt. What a second half. 26 points for him. And again, I think it's 26 actually for Cannon Huss as well, but his split over both halves. Misfeld in the deep right corner, and then cross-courts it to Smisky. On top, Huss. Cannon just going to drive it right into the lane, puts it up, soft touch, and
good.
Boy, and just to make the drive and then just the continued soft touch, so impressive.
Yep, and to avoid the contact there with drawing the offensive foul.
It is a good year for basketball in Chippewa Falls for boys basketball. Can I just say that? Ensminger hits the three from the deep right corner. You got Chi High again, just the one loss, just a narrow defeat at the hands of Stevens Point at home. And, again, in action on Monday night. And also, you got McDonald looking to go to 5-0 now, winning at Columbus the other night. Block and a foul as Misfelt driving the lane with 2:32 to go. And Coach Knoll's a little frustrated.
Yeah.
79-63. McDonald by 16. Aiden Misfeld to the line, and their foul on Hoffman. 34 Hoffman, his fourth and the seventh team foul. 79-63. Coach didn't like the call. Coach Knoll for Colfax missing the free throw. Misfeld off the mark. And here comes Colfax. Down 16, inside of 2.5 to go. Bringing it right to left. On the outside, Irwin. Ensminger, he's been so hot from the late first half on. But I think Eddie Mittermeier's been even hotter, truthfully, right? I mean, that's, yeah, whatever the temperature, 250, great. I'll go 300. So, three-point attempt, no good from the outside by Irwin. Rebound down low. Charlo misses that one. And there's Cannon Huss with it. He's got to have double-digit rebounds tonight. He has really played incredibly well.
Yes.
Eddie Mittermeier on the outside. Now 1:50 to go. Eddie right side to Misfeld. The Max are going to go to 5-0. Ooh. And there's the steal by Ensminger. He's going to race down the floor, challenge Huss, and lay it in. Ensminger again, fantastic. 6 points late first half, and he's rallied here for 16 in the second half. And might I say, just like in cards, you think that's going to be a winning hand, but then you got Eddie Mittermeier with 26 in the second half. Racing down the floor, up, and it comes up a little bit short on the layup for Jordan Sikora, the sophomore. And then a whistle and a foul in pursuit of the rebound with 1:22 to go. Max up 14, 79-65.
See if Grant can hit some free throws.
Yeah. Grant Smisky looking for his first points of the night. 5'10 sophomore. You forget he's played so much football, you forget he's just a sophomore,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, again, from the time you had him out there as a freshman, he certainly didn't seem like a freshman. Good athlete, though. Hits them both. 1:20 to go. 16-point McDonald lead. Ninth game of the day. McDonald excited to take part in this one.
Steal by Grant.
Yeah, he takes it away as Koufax. 10th turnover. Grant's going to lay it up and in.
Got it.
So 4 points late for Grant, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Timeout by McDonald. 30
okay.
seconds.
We'll take a half-minute break as well on WOGO Sports. Max up 18.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend."
So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
.106 to play. Max lead at 83-65. Here at Stout at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO.
We got a couple new guys out there, Mark, on the floor. Joe Liebrandt and Ben Siegenthaler, along with Brady Rubenzer, are the first time out there tonight.
Final minute of the game, 51.9 to go, and to the free throw line, Colton Hoffman, the 6'1 junior, 4 points already on the night for Coach Mark Knoll. Koufax on the brink of suffering their second loss of the season. And ball knocked free after the missed free throw, and Koufax recovering it. They need 6 3-pointers in 44 seconds. It's a tall order. Hoffman into the paint, kicks it out, faking is Medine. Medine has not scored tonight, the 5'8 senior starter. Into the deep left corner, and the clock is ticking away inside a half a minute. Deflection, nice job defensively by Carter Stelter, the 6-foot senior. Down low, Hoffman going to force one up, and a foul called as he falls to the floor with 20.6 seconds left in the max up, 83-65. Well, not a lot of nights in recent years if you had Chi High score 84 and McDonald get 83 the next night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Some good.
It's a good year for boys basketball in the city of Chippewa Falls as Hoffman misses the first free throw.
And it's an early season here, so hopefully they got to keep this momentum going.
Right. And a long season, right? 24 games.
Yep.
Second free throw from Hoffman, no good. But I'll tell you what, I mean, doing their games back-to-back nights, forget the broadcast schedule. I just, as a fan, want to go to as many games for both of these teams as I can this year. It's just a lot of fun to watch them. It's been great to watch the Max here tonight. Final 6 seconds of this contest, and some of these fresh faces. Brady Rubenzer, the 6-foot senior, is going to hold it, and that'll do it. McDonald wins it 83-65. Back with the postgame, post-glass and mirror postgame in 2 minutes on WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
We'll hope to be joined by McDonald head coach Adam Schilling here. But in the meantime, let's try to break this thing down statistically as the Max come out on top. 83-65. Just to revisit, McDonald fell down early 4-0. That's the only time they trailed. They got within 4-3. They tied it at 5 and at 7. And once they get ahead 9-7, they never looked back, as they built up as much as a 9-point lead in the first half and as big as an 18-point margin by the end of the game. McDonald led at halftime 32-31, but in that second half, led by Eddie Mittermeier's 26 points all in the second half, they outscored the opponent 51-34 in the second half as they go on to the victory. And we've got Coach Adam Schilling here ready to join us in the post-game show. And, Mark, you can, here's a microphone for you as well. All right. Well, Coach, quite a half here, 83-65. You win it tonight. And you guys, once you got the lead at 9-7, you really never looked back. Give me your thoughts on it.
Well, they made some good runs at us, and we talked at halftime about just kind of coming out with a sense of urgency and just really playing the way we wanted to play. I don't think we played that way defensively in the first half. So second half, we moved the ball a lot better on offense. We got out, ran the floor harder and got some easier shots.
Certainly you get Cannon Huss. I mean, his contributions inside and out, but, wow, Eddie Mettemeyer, the tale of two halves, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he can do. He can, you know, go off at any time, and just the way he can shoot the ball and create plays for others. Last game, you know, they tried to take him away, and he wasn't able to get a lot of shots. He found other ways to help us win, and tonight, you know, he was able to get some shots off, and obviously that helped us quite a bit.
Yeah, for sure. I got to say, the first time I've seen you guys this year, I mean, a lot of the way you guys really moved the ball well offensively, I think you got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, we had a group, you know, it was nice having a real off season this last year, so the kids got to work together, and team chemistry is really, really good at this point, so no one's really selfish. Everybody knows that we need, you know, the team to score instead of individuals, and they've been doing that so far this season.
5-0 now with this victory, and as we check what you've got coming next here, Regis on Tuesday, you never have to worry about getting the guys up for a game against Regis, right?
Yeah, that'll be a big game for us. It starts our conference season, so we're in a stretch playing 8 games away from home, and to be 5-0 at this point, so you know, something we're pretty proud of.
How did that ever work out when you got all those road games to start the season?
It just happens like that every other year, it seems, and you know, this is a neutral game, but yeah, sometimes a non-conference schedule,
right,
and everything just lines up, and
right,
it's just the way it is. But January will be nice. We'll be home.
Coach, a nice win tonight over a D5 school. You are over a D4 team. You'll take that, and congratulations.
For sure. Thank you guys for coming out.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Coach Adam Schilling late on this Saturday night on WDOGO Sports as his club going on to an 83-65 victory. And as Mark gets his headset back on, maybe we talk about individual scoring. But let me introduce the post-glass and mirror post-game show. As it started with our conversation with Adam Schilling, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. How about the stats, Mark?
I'm kind of still adding
all right
points here.
Well, you know, certainly it stands out. What stands out as we look at Colfax, 12 points in the first half for Charlotte, and he had 5 2-point field goals for 22 tonight. And then Elijah Ensminger, I mean, he had 6 in the first half, all coming late. And then this 5'9 senior goes for 16 in the second half as he finishes with 22 points. So it's interesting,
yeah,
because he had 2 guys with 22 for Colfax. And then look at McDonald, where Eddie Mittermeier with 26 points all in the second half. And Cannon Huss is close to that. Cannon Huss had 16 in the first half. And he finishes, I think, with 28.
Yep.
So,
yeah, that's, and again, those two kids are constantly scoring. And you know who's kind of that out of the past is Aiden Misfelt. You know, Aiden ended up with 4 tonight, but he's another kid that can score like mad. I mean, you know, but he's a great basketball player. He's a good rebounder. But he's going to have his nights too. He's going to be a 20-point shooter here shortly. So you know, and it's always kind of fun to see when those guys break out, right? Eddie could have an off night. Aiden will pick him up. You know, so it kind of goes back and forth. And throwing Cannon in the mix, they got a lot of weapons there on the McDonald boys team.
And just I don't know, it's just unofficially the rest. We did have 4 for Misfelt. Keegan Galvez finishing with 7 tonight. 6 in the first half for Rozowski off the bench, and 3 for Miles Flanagan, I believe. And then, meanwhile, for Colfax, 7 points for Irwin. We told you some of the others already. 22 apiece for Ensminger and Charlo. 6 for Yarrington all in the first half. 4 points in the second half for Colton Hoffman, and 4 for Nick Jensen. Unofficially on turnovers, I had McDonald for 7, Colfax for 10.
Yep.
Colfax maybe a little bit more with the turnovers there in the second half. We got a lot of highlights in the post-glass and mirror post-game show. Let's give them a listen.
Colfax is in a man-to-man, man-to-man defense.
Misfeld kicking out left side, 3-point attempt. Swish, there it is, Cannon Huss. So Max bringing it across the timeline. Misfeld on the far side. We're at the scorer's table here. Max going to our left. Shot up and in, and a foul, and a good job down low. The Max getting it to Keegan Galvez, the 6'5 senior. Max into the forecourt. Cross the timeline, Eddie Mittermeier, the 5'11 senior. Nice dish pass to Huss. Huss down low, through traffic, puts it in. He's Mittermeier into the forecourt. Cross courts a pass over to Cooper, his brother. And then firing the 3 and hitting is 34, Asher Rozowski. I'm trying to read between the lines, Mark. We're going back to first half highlights, but is there a sense in which people want to get out of here?
I don't think so. Coach Sherbinow's over here. And he's got to run the vacuum cleaner, so he's,
gotcha. Okay.
He's still trying to figure out how to turn it on.
Final 25 seconds now. As Cannon Huss has checked back in, leading the Max with 13 points. Huss left side for 3, and the lead. That was sweet. Those were the first half highlights. Now let's turn to the second half on WOGO. Max out on top, Aiden Misfeld. Kicks it left side. There's Cannon.
Yep.
He hit it again. The 6'3 senior's got 19 points. Cannon Huss too short of his average. Hands here tonight. Down low, Max kicking right corner on the outside. Eddie Mittermeier again. Got
nice.
It.
Nice.
He's heating up. Leaving a door or a window open.
Yep.
Like Dad tells you not to do in the winter. There's the shot up. No good for Charlo, but boy, Cannon Huss, another rebound. He's just clearing the... hadn't scored until late in the first half.
Yep, and he's another one that... Oh, yeah. There's a nice steal by Eddie.
And a steal by Eddie. And he's racing down.
Eddie,
and he's... Fires it to a teammate brilliantly to Huss, and it doesn't go in. Huss gets his own rebound back.
And one.
A foul. What a play. Wow. Down by 12. Want to cut it to single digits here. Can do that with a three-pointer. Working it to the outside. 34. Working it around to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper will drive. Deep right corner, Eddie again.
Oh my goodness.
He is just so confident right now. Wow. Here comes McDonald. To the forecourt, Misfeld. Misfeld had 1 3-pointer early for his scoring tonight. Eddie Mittermeier hits another 3-pointer. Wow. Max basketball into the forecourt. Final 5 minutes now. Leading by 13 with the ball as they go left to right. So a very patient offense. Huss on the right baseline. Double team, he's going to go to it and score. Wow. He called for it.
He did.
And there you go. So largely the Eddie Mittermeier show, but when you score 26 points in 18 minutes of basketball, and Mark, it didn't take him 18 minutes. I mean, he had a lot of them early.
Yes, and again, he has such a quick release, you know, when he's confident and he's got people on him, you know, but he just gets the ball and shoots it. I don't think the defenders are ready for him to shoot the ball as quickly as Eddie shoots the ball. And when he's in the groove, man, he's in the groove. He can nail them.
Real quick about coaching, though. Adam Schilling, I just did the pregame interview in here. But, I mean, even keeled, not too high, not too low. You want to handle success, and that's a hard thing, right? I mean, you got these young guys. All of a sudden, they're 5-0. They've won at Marshfield. But, I mean, Regis is right around the corner, and Regis is Regis, right?
Right. And, it's like you kind of mentioned. You don't really have to get these guys up to play Regis. That's just it's a given. It always has been a given. Regis is going to have a good basketball team this year, so these guys are going to have to come at him. They got a new coach down there this year, Connor Miller, so he's kind of an alumni from Regis there, a good basketball player in his days.
Well, let's get out and support him Tuesday night at Regis, huh?
Yes.
Here's what we've got on the schedule for you, folks. We got Monday night, it's Chi-Hi boys basketball at home against Onalaska, one of the top Division II teams in the state, and then Tuesday night and Thursday night, it's hockey. Boy, we got to try to bring some updates on that McDonald Regis boys game. But it's girls hockey against the 4:40 pregame, 5 o'clock drop of the puck here on WOGO. Meanwhile, also on Thursday night, it's the Chippewa Falls boys hockey team skating at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. It's a 6:40 pregame. And then Friday night, Chi-High boys basketball as they're at home against Hudson. The following Monday, even the McDonald boys back in action at home against Flambeau. And so a very busy schedule. Tuesday the 20th, the McDonald girls are at home against Bloomer. And even Thursday the 22nd, the McDonald boys at Bloomer. So a busy schedule here on WOGO Sports.
Yes.
Mark Maloney, as always, thank you so much. I apologize. We didn't do military shout-outs at halftime. Well,
yep. I got them ready. I got them updated. And there's some really good updates coming up.
You want to give us something at the end here?
We'll have plenty of time. We want to make sure we get that in for the holidays.
Very good. Thank you, Mark, so much. We appreciate you and all the work that you do with us here on WOGO. Again, our final score, the ninth game of the day here in this wonderful classic and event at UW Stout Johnson Fieldhouse. It's Chippewa Falls McDonald going to 5-0 with a 83-65 win over now 3-2 Colfax Vikings. For Ezra Van Dyke back at our WOGO studio and Mark Maloney, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening. Catch the podcast. We'll post it later tonight at WOGO.com. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.